A high number of people who work in Newport are commuting to their jobs due to a lack of available housing. The Newport Chamber of Commerce has issued a plea asking for people who have rental properties to make them available to those who are looking to live in Newport. Director of the Newport Economic Development Commission, John Chadwell, says the situation could become more of a problem as new businesses are expected to open in Newport later this year.
We have more people who work in town right now than live in town. We have about 800 people a day who commute into Jackson County to work. And so a lot of those folks would like to live closer to where they work and have begun to look for housing in Newport, in the Newport area. And it's put a real crunch on both housing for sale and rental housing, but particularly rental housing. And so we've just got to call out for anybody who is thinking about rental housing or might have rental housing or want to develop some rental housing to contact us and see if we can at least put them on the list to give to folks when they stop by.
Chadwell says it's a positive thing to have more people who want to live in Newport. Last week's announcement that the old Walmart building is being developed into several new businesses, coupled with the other businesses who are looking to build in town, is expected to drive more people to the region, according to Chadwell. He tells what kinds of properties people are looking for.
What we've had requests for mostly is 2 to 4 bedroom homes that people could rent. A lot of these folks are moving here and they have a house somewhere else, and so what they'd like to do is rent until they sell the house wherever they're moving from and then turn around and buy after they've sold that home. And most people don't want to own multiple homes. And so, you know, what we're looking for is something that would accommodate a family of 3 to 5 that would come in and have a place to stay.
And Chadwell says plans are also being put in place to spur the development and construction of additional housing and rental properties in the area.
We're looking at several different scenarios for encouraging new home construction. We're also looking at some options for encouraging new rental property construction, you know, nice apartments, condos, something like that. It's something we've begun to really explore because there is such a need. And hopefully over this year we'll come up with some strategies to encourage further development. But the biggest encouragement to development is the marketplace. And the more people want it, the more likely it is for folks to come in and say, hey, I can make money by building houses, or I can make money by renting really nice apartments, and that will also spur the development.
According to Chadwell, one of the keys that's turning Newport around has been a focus on always looking forward to see what improvements should be made and working toward those goals. He says while it's important to look for new economic development strategies, it's also imperative to take care of existing companies and businesses. He says taking care of the companies that have been there for many years and encouraging the growth of the new opportunities is a balancing act. But he says it's starting to pay off in the amount of interest Newport is starting to get from businesses and from those who are wanting to make Newport their home. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.